This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, it is Lamb Show weekend in the Umpqua Valley, 87th annual event, and a plethora of Lamb Show folks in this morning. Nis Jessen in wearing a different hat than he normally has when he comes in here, because you're part of Rotary. Talk about that.
Yes, I will be taking over as president next month. So
you didn't have more to do.
Yes.
Enough to do.
Yes.
Wow. So talk about Rotary and your role with the Lamb Show.
Well, the Rotary is very involved with this thing, but it's not just us. This Saturday, we're going to celebrate the achievements of the local 4-H and FFA kids as they participate in the Rotary Lamb Auction. Their hard work managing the care of their animals will result in either money for college, trade school, or to expand their herds. This is a major event for us Rotarians, but again, we could not do it without the support of the FFA and 4-H leaders and parents, the Douglas County Livestock Association, the fairground support staff, and the buyers. It takes a whole community to pull off this event. And if you've ever been any part of helping with this event, we give you a sincere and heartfelt thank you.
Yeah, boy, a lot goes into that. One of the people involved in it, we're going to have Aubrey Groth come over and talk about your role in what you're doing. Come on over and tell us about what you're doing.
Yeah, so I've been in Lamb Show for 4 years. I've been the vice president of my 4-H club for 2 years. And I've just been really passionate about helping younger members in my community, making sure they're ready for Lamb Show and getting everything squared away and helping whoever needs help.
So how'd you get into this?
My friends motivated me to get into Lamb Show. My first year was fifth grade, so they had already done Lamb Show a year before me. So it was really good to have them there to encourage me and help me in any way I needed.
And what do you get out of the experience besides a lot of work?
I mean, I've learned so many lessons through 4-H, like work ethic, leadership, time management, managing money, stuff like that.
And do you figure you're going to stick with this for a while?
Well, this is my senior year, so I won't be able to show a lamb following this year, but I hope to stay involved in the 4-H community and help people if they need help.
And also in here today, Mary Beth Spence, one of the people involved in things. Talk about what you're doing with this, because I know you're excited to actually be on the radio.
I am the Rotary Auction Chair this year. I have taken it over, and I'm just really excited to be part of this and to help the youth. So please come out and join us and bring your checkbooks.
And what time does that all take place for the auction on Saturday?
Go ahead.
It's a whole day event. The sheep shearing is at 10, the showmanship's at noon, there's a barbecue from 4:30 to 6:30, and the auction starts at 7.
All right, so a lot going on. Anything else people ought to know?
I think that's it. We just enjoy having them come out and see what these young kids are doing and young adults, and appreciate the community support.
All right, 87th Annual Lamb Show and Barbecue out at the fairgrounds. Guys, thanks for coming in. 8:35 at the Morning Report.